From Spark and Anvil and Craftforge, this is Patina in Chapter 1 of the Craftforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.
A toad tween named Patina took a perfect gleaming little wagon, freshly painted, spotless, every edge crisp, and, to a chipmunk kit's alarm, began ruining it. A rub of rusty orange along the wheel rims, a few tiny chips of bare metal knocked into the paint, a dusting of pale brown along the bottom, like dried mud. "You're wrecking it," the chipmunk kit yelped. "It was perfect." "It was fake," said Patina cheerfully, streaking a thin rust stain down from a bolt. "Nothing real is perfect. A wagon that's been anywhere has scuffs and rust where the rain sits and dust from the road it rolled down." She set it back and let the chipmunk kit look. The spotless toy was gone. In its place sat a wagon that had clearly lived, bumped along real roads, left out in real weather, used and nubbed and worn. "Okay," the chipmunk kit admitted slowly. "That does look way more real." "That's the whole secret," said Patina delighted. "A clean model says, I'm a toy that's never done anything. A weathered one says, I've been places. Things happen to me." She tapped a chip on the wagon's edge. "Every scratch is a little story. I don't add wear to make it ugly. I add wear to give it a past."
Patina had learned to love the worn things in a family that threw nothing away. They were menders and patchers who took the village's broken and battered belongings and gave them another life. Small Patina was embarrassed by it. She wanted new, shiny things, not everyone's chipped old cast-offs. Then, a traveler tried to trade her grandmother a brand new pot for the family's ancient, dented, lovingly patched cooking pot. Her grandmother laughed and said no. Patina didn't understand. The new pot was flawless. "Feel this dent," her grandmother said, guiding Patina's hand to the old pot. "That's the winter we cooked for the whole flooded out village. Feel this worn handle. 3 generations of hands. This scorch, the night your mother was born." She held the battered pot like treasure. "The new pot has never done anything. This one is made of everything it's been through. Wear isn't damaged, little one. Wear is proof you were here. Wear is a life written on a thing." Patina looked at the dents and scorches with new eyes, and instead of ugliness, she saw a whole family story told in marks, and something in her chest went warm and full. She hopped over to Craftforge because a place full of shiny new minis needed someone who could give them a history. Iris, the mentor, met her at the door and asked a single question. "What is weathering?" Patina didn't lecture. She took a flawless little suit of armor, gleaming and new, and went to work. A wash of grime into the crevices, rust blooming at the rivets, the paint chipped to bare metal on every edge that would really get knocked, a scuff of road dust up the greaves. She handed it back, armor that had clearly been through 100 battles. Iris turned it, the light catching the worn edges. "You made it look old." "I made it look used," said Patina. "New armor is a costume. This armor has a story. It's been swung and scraped and rained on, and it kept going. The chips and rust aren't mistakes. They're everywhere the world actually touched it." She grinned. "A little honest wear, and a lifeless prop becomes a survivor." Iris studied the battle-worn armor for a long moment. "You belong here," she said.
Patina's corner was where the 2 clean minis came, technically flawless and somehow lifeless. A hedgehog kit set down a perfectly painted old fisherman, every stitch crisp, and sighed. "People say it's flawless," he said, "but it looks like a doll. It doesn't look like a person who's actually fished." "Because nothing's touched him yet," Patina said gently. "A real old fisherman has salt-feeded clothes and worn patches where the nets rub and mud on his boots. His life should show. She handed the kit a few tools. Fade his coat at the shoulders where the sun hits. Wear the knees of his trousers. Dust his boots. Don't be shy. Let the world have marked him. The hedgehog kit hesitated. It felt wrong to scuff his perfect work. Then carefully began. A little fade here. A worn patch there. A smudge of harbor mud on the boots. With each honest mark, the doll receded, and a person stepped forward, someone who'd spent 40 years on the water. He's got a whole life now, the kit breathed, and I did it by making him worse. Not worse, truer, said Patina, eyes bright. Flawless is easy to admire and impossible to believe, but a few honest marks of wear in the places life would really put them, and suddenly, people don't just look at your model. They believe it. They wonder about it. They ask where it's been. She touched the fisherman's faded shoulder. That's the gift of a little wear. It turns a perfect nothing into a real someone. The hedgehog kit added one last salt fade and looked at his fisherman the way you look at a person with a story to tell.
Later, when the coroner had gone quiet, the hedgehog kit lingered, holding his weathered fisherman. It's strange, he said. I was so scared to mark up my best work, but the marks are what made it feel loved. Doesn't it ever hurt, roughing up something you worked so hard on? Patina thought about the dented old pot her grandmother wouldn't trade, and all the stories written in its scorches. It used to scare me too, she said. You spend so long making it perfect, and then on purpose you let it get scuffed. But then it comes alive, and this warm, tender fullness rises right up in my chest. The feeling of loving something more because of its marks, not less. She turned the fisherman gently in her paws. Everything worth anything gets worn. Toys, boots, pots, people. The wear isn't the ruining of a thing. It's the proof it was really here, really used, really part of the world. She smiled. So I don't hide the marks. I honor them. A scar is just a story that decided to stay. The hedgehog kit ran a claw over the fisherman's worn knees and held him a little closer, like something that had earned it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Patina. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.